I recently received an email from Eugene, a Bioag World reader. He suggested an excellent topic for our debate season of the podcast, and I would like to explore it further. His suggestion was, this house proposes that web designers ought to make their rates publicly visible. What really captured me was Eugene's reason for this suggestion. I hear some web designers and agencies lamenting about clients gravitating towards cheaper services. They complain about cheap design undermining the true value of what is a very involving profession. However, agencies and freelancers alike shroud their costs in mystery, while at the same time complaining about cheap competition. How can there be cheap when there isn't a standard bracket? He goes on to write, if lower prices are destroying the market, surely educating up-and-coming designers on what is considered the norm in terms of cost and quality can only help the industry as a whole. It's interesting that Eugene raises this issue because I've long argued that Headscape should post an average project value and how much we charge per hour on our website. We receive a continual stream of emails from people who simply cannot afford our services but have no way of knowing that. Dealing with these inquiries costs both us and the inquirer time. This could easily be dealt with by posting some guiding prices on the site. Interestingly, both Marcus and Chris disagree with me over this issue. They believe that pricing is commercially sensitive and shouldn't be publicly shared. I've also heard others express concern about publishing rates and guide prices because they may drive away potential clients who would have actually been a good match. After all, guide prices and rates are not always a good representation of value. Some companies charge more, but in turn generate a better return on investment for clients. It's an interesting discussion. I would love to hear your perception of it. Would you be willing to publish your rates if you saw others doing the same? What's holding you back? Do you believe that having a more open conversation about pricing would lead to some kind of industry norm emerging? And would that be a good thing? If you're a client, would you like web designers to be more upfront about their pricing? All of these are issues and conversations we can have in the comments, and I would love to hear what you've got to say.